happen. Now, I've been trying to catch up with some of your emails. It's always lovely to hear from you. EYP at GaryWest.Scott is the best way to get me by email. And this one actually came in a couple of weeks ago, so I'm a wee bit off the pace with this one. But I hope Chris Justum, if that's how you pronounce your surname, I hope you don't mind me being a wee bit late to the party here. But you said, Chris said, "Dear Gary, greetings from Shanghai. I am delighted to share with you that the inaugural Shanghai Scottish Highland Games held last weekend was a tremendous success." I thought this was a good one to read out on International Podcast Day. We're getting very international tonight. Chris says, "The honorary chieftain for the day was 92-year-old Scot Betty Barr, who was born in Shanghai in 1933. Whilst the games brought classic events such as caper tossing and hammer throws to Shanghai for the first time, I'm sure it will be the solo piping competition that would interest the EYP community most." Yes, I suspect you're right on the money with that one. "As far as we understand," he says, "this is the only Highland Games with a solo piping competition in mainland China. And it certainly didn't disappoint. The standard of playing was wonderful, especially given that this was most of the competitors' first experience of walking the boards." Well, that's wonderful to hear. Great that you're getting this going in Shanghai. "All the pipers," he said, "delivered magnificent performances throughout the various events, from the practice chanter to the open age competitions. It was lovely to see pipers from across China come together to compete and also celebrate the music of the bagpipe. The camaraderie amongst the field was special to see." Well, that's wonderful to hear. And he gives me some of the names of the prize winners. And thanks also for giving me the phonetic pronunciation of these, Chris, because I would have been a bit lost without it. So I'll do my best with apologies if I'm not right on it. Winning prizes on the day were Kale Si and Yang Ser Ao in the junior competitions. Cheng Ung Po picked up the trophies in the open age events, along with Yan Bo Sun, Alex, and Yeo Mun Yao completing the prize list. I hope I haven't mangled these names too much. But well done to all of these players. We hope this will firmly establish the games as a key date in the calendar for years to come. And who knows, maybe we might be in a position to welcome you to join us at next year's event. Oh, well, that would be, I'll look forward to an invitation if one comes my way. Never been to China. So that would be wonderful to witness a very new Highland Games with solo piping competition. "All the very best," he says, "from the whole piping community here in Shanghai." That's from Chris on behalf of the Shanghai Scottish community. Well, Chris, thank you so much for reporting in on that. It's wonderful to hear that people are taking to the boards in Shanghai, and clearly with such enthusiasm. Do keep us posted. And yeah, maybe we can have a chat about EYP and EYP presence in the years to come. I'm not sure if any of the events involve Pibroch or not, or if that is on the cards in the future once the players get a bit more experience. But if so, perhaps some of these players might well find inspiration in this. The Argyllshire Gathering took place just a few weeks ago in Oban, and I'm very grateful to Peter McAllister, Dr. Peter McAllister, for recording some of it and sending me some of the recordings, including this winning performance from Stuart Liddle in the senior Pibroch event. So this is one of the elite contests of the world, really. And Stuart won this at Oban with this performance of the tune Porscht Urler.